praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. This series we're teaching on is called Proactive Healing. I will teach you how to walk in divine health in this series, show you how to walk with God so you won't have to have any sickness and any disease. Now, there will be a number at the end of the program and a website where you can contact us and you can get these teachings in their entirety, and they're all free and postpaid. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Lord, and I want to thank you that Matthew 8:17 clearly says that Jesus himself bore my sickness and removed my disease. So, Lord, if Jesus himself bore my sickness and removed my diseases, then this has got to be the devil trying to put this thing on me. Now, I got the word in my heart, Lord. I'm standing on your word. So now then, devil, when Jesus wrote to me in Luke chapter 10, verse 20, that you had to be subject to me, what do you not understand about that, mister? In the name of Jesus, get out and take your lump with you when you go. Now, Lord, I worship you and praise you that you healed me. And you go, and guess what happens if you've submitted yourself to God and you resist the devil with it is written, what is the devil going to do to you? He's going to flee. That's exactly right. But how many Christians will do that when you get sick? How many Christians do you know that when you get sick, you come against the devil with it is written? How many of us go to the doctor? About 999 out of 1,000. And then the one that don't, you take some lady walking this church one and say, we got this place packed. Well, a lady comes walking down here. This is a normal church. Lady comes down. How you doing, Sister Sue? Oh, man, I've got this headache and my nose is running. I must be coming down with the flu. Yep, I believe you're coming down with it. Susie, come on. John, come over and look at Sue. She's coming down with the flu. Yep, believe she's coming down with the flu. Everybody said, oh, we need to pray for Sister Sue. She's coming down with the flu. Ain't no prayer in heaven or hell could stop that woman from coming down with the flu with that kind of witness between everybody. The Lord said, if two of you agreed about anything you ask, you'd have it. You got 100 people agreeing with her that she's got the flu. Is that the way we do things? I think we need to learn how to talk, don't y'all? We need to learn how to talk the word. Now, the one thing I try to do, I try to back up everything I say with it is written. I mean, that's why I beat this word down so that you can get it. Because when you get it, what happens in your life? You become a different person. This is one of the most powerful spiritual laws we've got right here. That law will teach you what you can and cannot do. So if you'll believe God, healing is yours every time. When you realize that your King, Jesus, went to hell for you. He came to this earth, first of all, and died on the cross for you. He went to hell for you. He paid the price for you. And the Father's wrath was poured out totally on him until the Father's wrath was satisfied. And then he raised him from the dead because he was without sin. And then he became our Lord and our God. And told us that if we would believe him, if we could just believe him, everything is yours. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, he says, life is yours, death is yours, the world is yours. But it's all yours only if you know it and you believe it. When you really begin to read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and hide these mighty things in your heart, when you begin to understand who you are as a son or a daughter of the King of the universe, and that you can do the same things he did in his name, the world you live in will begin to dramatically change. And you will begin to see great and mighty things happen in your life. Now then, some other time we'll have to continue on this outline. I've still got several pages there, but it's 5:30. And if there's anybody, does anybody have a question? I'll be happy to answer any questions. And before we pray for people that are sick, if you have questions, I'll answer questions. But if I have testimonies, I would like for anybody. Yes, ma'am.
Can I make a demonstration? Well, my daughter-in-law, my daughter-in-law, well, she was having a miscarriage, and she was on her way to the hospital. So, you know, I said, "Were you going to the hospital?" I said, "Oh no, Satan, get your hands off that baby!" And you know what? It happened.
How about that?
The pain went. Everything went, and she was fine. She had the baby. But that's true.
Of course.
It's so true. I knew it was Satan trying to kill that baby.
Sure. If here's the thing. In James chapter 1, verse 17, the Lord made us an awesome promise. In James 1:17, the Word of God says, all good and perfect gifts come from the Father, of whom there is no variation or no turning. If all good and perfect gifts come from the Father, then where does death, killing, and stealing come from? The devil. You're right, young lady, from the devil. So when the devil starts doing these things to us as born-again Christians, why do we let the devil run over us? Let's do exactly what you did, young lady. Stand on the Word with your mouth. Command that beast to leave you or your children, and command him to get out. And when you do, guess what happens? You have something you want to tell us?
Yes.
Okay, come up here, young lady. I want to hear what you got to say. I'm excited to hear what the Lord has done for this precious lady. I want you to come up here and stand right beside me where you can, where this can come on this microphone. I want to hear this. What did the Lord do for you?
The Lord healed me. I have one lung. The Lord healed me of cancer that had come into that lung. And it's through the faith that I have learned, through this gentleman, through the Word, through the prayers of all of my, the body of Christ. And I just say, thank you, Jesus. But I have learned to build my faith, Truman, from what you have said. I've been a Christian all my life. I'm 72 years old. And I thought I knew the Word. I didn't know the Word. The Word has now come alive. And what I've learned is that our Lord Jesus gave His life for us 2,000 years ago and presented us with this magnificent gift. And we haven't learned to receive it, people. We haven't learned that this gift of life has been given us. But praise God, through Your Word, I have learned the Word, and my Jesus gave me the gift, and I opened my hands, and I received it, and He has given me back my life.
We serve an awesome Lord, folks. Awesome. We pray. Does it make a difference to learn? First time this little woman came to me, she said, I got one lung, and I got cancer in that lung. And the doctors say, I ain't going to make it. But out of learning the Word and standing by faith, she now stands before you, a healed woman. Is God awesome or is
God
He awesome?
Awesome.
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 Praise the Lord.
Where the enemy is? Right here.
Oh, praise the Lord. Glory.
Bless you. Bless you.
Glory to God. Those are the kind of testimonies I love to have at a healing school. Oh, glory to God. Anybody else have a testimony that you want to come up here and tell us about that has been here before, or maybe you learned it somewhere else? It don't have to be under my teaching. It's the same Jesus. So has anybody else got another testimony? Come up here, Jim. You got something? Praise the Lord. You have one too? Okay, just a second. We'll let Jim come up here where you can get it on the mic, Jim. I want you to get close to me, sir.
I have two, actually, to tell you about. First of all, my lovely wife, Brandy, went to the healing school about a month, 2 months ago. Her and I both had tremendous sinus problems. I've had it all my life to where I couldn't sleep. I've had surgery. I've had all kinds of medications and couldn't breathe. She went and got healed. And she called me so fired up on the phone. I mean, for hours she was gone. She kept calling me and calling me and calling me. Okay. Yeah. So you got to come and see this Thurman and learn from Thurman, and you could be healed. I said, great. So I went to Thurman's Sunday school class. And after hearing Thurman for 1 hour teaching just Sunday school, he's got my faith level way up here. And I came up after the class and he laid hands on me and prayed for my sinuses. And they started draining immediately. They drained for 2 weeks. I've had no problem with my sinuses. I can do just fine. But I've had trouble with my back for 30 years. Serious trouble to where I couldn't go to church. The devil had been attacking me. I could hardly function. And my back's completely healed. I have no pain.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. So.
We nearly just laid hands on him at a Sunday school class. Isn't that amazing? Jesus even shows up in a Baptist Sunday school class.
He does. I worked on a Catholic altar boy. So.
Yeah, and a Catholic altar boy. Isn't that awesome? Does the Lord love his kids? But now what is the difference that makes the difference? Faith. You got to learn the Word. It's like when Brendy come to the Waxahachie. I went down to Waxahachie and taught the Word of God down there one Saturday afternoon. And she was there. And after about a four-hour teaching, just about like today, she came up there and asked me to pray for her. And I prayed for her and her precious Jesus healed her. Before she got home, she's healed. You know, and she's so on fire, like Jim says, she's calling and everything. So she says, you need to come to the Sunday school class out there and hear this guy. And he says, okay. So he comes out there, and like I say, after I build his faith a little while, and I didn't know he had back troubles. You know, isn't it amazing what we put up with for 30 years as Christians? And maybe your Bible reads different than mine. Open your Bible to Mark chapter 16, verse 17 and 18, and see if your Bible says anything about healing. Maybe your Bible don't read like mine. Maybe I'm reading out of a foreign Bible. But that's the Bible that works for me. Now, when I took Jim's back that Sunday and laid hands on him and prayed for him, I quoted a scripture. And my Bible says in Mark chapter 16, and these signs shall follow those that believe. They'll follow who?
Those
that believe. Now, can you be an unbelieving believer? Sure you can. There's a big bunch of them out there. But I'm a believing believer. So these signs shall follow them that believe. He said, in my name, the name of Jesus, you shall cast out demons. You shall speak with new tongues. You shall handle serpents or the devil. You shall drink, if you drink anything deadly, it won't hurt you at all. And you shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Did Jesus make us that promise?
Yeah.
30 years this man suffered with a back problem. One 5 second probably, prayer in a Southern Baptist church upstairs Bible study room, laid hands on him, stood on the Word of God, and guess who showed up?
Hallelujah.
Jesus! Isn't he awesome? Praise the Lord, Jim.
I was really happy. Glory to God.
Oh, I love it. So there is three testimonies. A lung that was going to eat up with cancer, that the woman's going to die. She's standing on the Word. Her cancer's gone. She's healed, and she's perfectly well. And Brendy back there, sinus problem, was healed that day after we prayed for her. And then her husband healed a sinus problem. Now, you notice his didn't happen immediately.
We're going to have to stop right there today on the teaching. We'll start again tomorrow right there at the very same place. Well, we hope that you've enjoyed this teaching on proactive healing. If you would like this teaching in its entirety, if you will give us a phone call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web, www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. And there you can order this information free and postpaid in its entirety, in its entire teaching. Or you can go to the website and you can listen to each one of these individual programs over every day. Praise the Lord Jesus. Jesus is Lord. Praise his holy name.